Have you checked the forecast? What does it hold for this day? As much as we can look ahead and prepare and plan, still, what this day holds remains a mystery. We can't see the future, but based on forecasts, predictions, weather analysis, and observations of the atmosphere and the Earth, we can try to know what is on the horizon when it comes to the weather. Every morning, we ask our virtual home assistant, Alexa, what's the weather? She lets us know what the weather is currently in our area and what we can expect for the rest of the day. Because the science of meteorology has been around for thousands of years and become so advanced in our lifetime, we can actually know before we start the day, or week even, if we will need a jacket, a raincoat, or if we need to prepare for an ice storm. Speaking of ice, a few weeks back, a cold front swept across the country. Snow, sleet, and ice were headed our way. School was canceled before it even started sleeting because it was in the forecast. What did I do, along with everyone else in the city? I ran to the store to stock up on groceries. The milk, eggs, and bread always go first. It's a mad dash to prepare for what's to come. If you happen to not be prepared, the ice is still coming, ready or not. I couldn't help think about how quick we are to prepare for weather-related events like ice, hurricanes, or tornadoes, but how idle we sit, unfazed even, in the wake of the predicted coming of Jesus Christ. I've talked about the predictive accuracy of Scripture before, so if you question that, dig into it. Compare the Bible with any other holy book, and you'll discover there is no comparison. It's true. You need to get ready. I've checked the forecast. Jesus is coming soon. Acts 1:11. Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. 1 Corinthians 15:51. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. 1 Peter 4:7. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be alert and of sober mind so that you may pray. Revelation 22:20. He who testifies to these things says, yes, I am coming soon. That's Jesus talking in that last one. Look around. The ways of Christ are not the ways of this world. Pressure and persecution will only grow more as we follow Jesus with not only our words, but by the way we live our life. Christ could come at any moment. The birthing pains described in Matthew 24 are increasing. Can you feel it? Ready yourself. Is your heart prepared to meet God? Jesus is the way. Call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. While no one knows the day or the hour, I have it on the absolute infallible authority of God's word that Jesus is coming again. That's the truth. Pastor, author, and theologian David Jeremiah puts it this way. Future truth impacts present responsibility. It is the knowledge that his coming is soon that puts a little bit of urgency into our step and determination into our service. I love that. What I know to be true of the future impacts how I respond today. I live my life in the light of the hope I have for tomorrow. That's the forecast. I'm ready. I pray you are as well. I'm Lori Klein.